May it please Almighty God to bless us together this evening as we meditate in his word. Let us turn to the book of Psalms and Psalm 16, and we'll read verses 5 and 6. Psalm 16, and reading verses 5 and 6. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Perhaps for our young people, just to mention that the book of Psalms are really a bit different from most of the rest of the Word of God, insofar that they really are written again mostly by David, not all of them, one by Moses and some by Asaph. But the great blessing is that the Psalms describe our spiritual life. They describe the spiritual life of David as he wrote them. And it's a wonderful thing for us today, as we now walk upon the earth, that the spiritual lives of the people on the earth, those who have gone, those who are there with us today, those who are to come, will all have a spiritual life. And that spiritual life can be traced out in the Word of God. As you and I read the Word of God, and especially the Psalms, we can find in the Psalms, therefore, the testimony of David, that man of God, concerning his life. And so we're thankful indeed as we have the book of Psalms. There are many prayers of David in it, and we're thankful for it. Indeed, it commences his 16th Psalm with a prayer when he says, "Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust." Well, that's a good start, isn't it? It'd be a good start for all of us today. If we have that concern that God will preserve us as we travel through this world, many temptations, many difficulties, but he's able to confirm, for in thee do I put my trust. Well, the word of God encourages us, trust in me at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart unto me. And it's a good thing for us to be reminded of that great truth, to come to our God in prayer every day, often every day. Again, the Apostle Paul uses that wonderful phrase, to pray without ceasing. Well, it's a good thing to remember that as we pass through life, if we pass through day by day, we continue to pray to Almighty God. Well, we come down in this psalm to verse 5. David tells us, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. What a mercy it is that such words are recorded to encourage us today to believe that what David said were true. The Lord was his portion. He rejoiced in his God. He loved to speak about his God. He loved to hear from his God. And therefore, how very true it was, the Lord was his portion. That's a great blessing. And it would be a great blessing for us today if we can humbly say, the Lord is my portion. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. You see, David was able to look forward beyond this time, able to look forward to that inheritance which God had prepared for him. And you know, all of us need to have the wonderful privilege of knowing that there is an inheritance prepared for us. We're passing through this veil of sin and this veil of tears. We're on a journey. We are indeed as pilgrims and strangers on this earth. This is not our rest. It is polluted. What a blessing if you and I know the truth of such words. And therefore, are blessed and wonderfully favoured with the presence of our God as we travel through life. To know that God is with us, that God is guiding us, that God is directing us, and that God is leading us into all truth as it is in Jesus. See, if the Lord is our portion, that will be precisely what it is. We shall love to be found meditating on what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. It'll be the joy and rejoicing of our soul. It won't be something we don't want to think about. It won't be something that we don't want to hear about. It's something that we're on the stretch after, because we know that the knowledge of God is so precious. It is so valuable. Indeed, it is, as the hymn says, more precious than gold. It's far more precious than the things of time, because it brings to us the things of eternity. Well, we read together in that chapter in Deuteronomy, which was the beginning of the Song of Moses, beautiful words. And in the 9th verse, this is what it said, as Moses spoke, "For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance." Just think of that. It's very humbling, isn't it? To think that for the Lord's portion is his people. The Lord condescends to make us his portion. And if he condescends to make us his portion, really it's, he condescends to show us that he is the one thing needful, and that I without him perish must. What a mercy tonight then, if you and I have the desire that Jesus Christ is our portion. And if he's our portion, to be familiar with what he passed through in his life on this earth, to recognize the agonies that he endured to redeem our soul. See, this will be a portion for us. This will be food and drink to our soul. This will be more important than our daily food. And so it'll be a mercy if Christ comes and draws near to us and draws us to himself. Don't forget those words in the Song of Solomon where the bride says, "Draw me and I will run after thee." That means what it says. Drawn to the Saviour. Drawn to his bleeding side. To recognize the value to us of his life. The value to us of his death. Of his resurrection. Of his ascension. And the value of us today. Of his intercession for us in glory. What a mercy then what room there is for meditation, to come to our Saviour and to be thankful indeed that he is our portion. What a blessing it is then to know that the Lord's portion is his people. He condescends to rejoice in us, unworthy as we are, because he's paid the price to redeem our soul. Yes, that great price which is upon our head because of our sins, the sins throughout our life, there had to be a payment made to secure our freedom. And that was a payment that was totally beyond our capabilities. And therefore, what a mercy that the Lord Jesus Christ condescended, as we sung in that second hymn, in love to our souls, to come into this sinful world in order that you and I might be redeemed. And therefore, look forward to the wonderful inheritance of one day being with Christ eternally, where there will be no separation, where there will be no sin, but peace and joy and eternal rejoicing. Well, says David, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance. He had a humble and yet a blessed confidence in these truths. His hope was in his God. He wasn't relying upon what he'd done, what he'd said. No, he was relying upon what his God had done. And may you and I be in that same situation even today and rejoice in this great truth. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance. And then he says, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. Well, we perhaps remember the cup is also referred to in another psalm of David's, a very well-known psalm, Psalm 23. And as he comes down to the end of that short psalm, in the fifth verse of that 23rd psalm, this is what he says. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. That means his cup was filled with good things. His cup was filled with the gospel. His cup was filled with that revelation of what Christ would do. There's many psalms. The 16th psalm is a very prophetic psalm with regard to the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, he's able to come and say, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. He was maintained. God had kept him. We know that David was allowed to fall into very terrible sin, but he repented of it. And God heard his cry. And God delivered him. And God brought him out into a wealthy place. And God blessed him and did maintain him. As you read through the life of David, many times he cried unto his God. Many times his God delivered him. Many times his God encouraged him and spoke to him and directed him. And we today come before the same God, this unchangeable God, this God that David was so fond of and so pleased to be able to exalt for what he done for him, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. To think that he was maintained, and we can think perhaps of this lot, and it follows on to the next verse, which is, the lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places. It's rather a strange expression, but it would seem to indicate, as Israel of old, of course, were each given a portion of land, each given a lot to inhabit. So the Lord graciously gives his people a lot to inhabit, a place where God condescends to come and to meet with them, a place where God condescends to come and bless them, a place where God comes and speaks comfortable words to them, words of encouragement. And they are maintained, therefore, in their pilgrimage as they walk through this world. God maintains them. And he it is that blesses them with this cup filled with all his goodness and with all his favor. Indeed, as the psalmist in 23 goes on, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He had a humble but a true confidence in his God. Yes, he believed God would be with him. God would indeed fill his cup so that his cup ran over. It's a mercy, isn't it, when God fills our cup and it runs over as we meditate on his mercy, on his goodness, on his grace, on his favor, and of his love toward us. You know, there's so much room, isn't there, to meditate upon these glories. And as the Holy Spirit enables us so to do, our cup, that which holds these blessings, is filled up. And we have reason, much cause, to praise our God. Well, says David, the Lord is my portion, a portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. What a blessing that is, to know that the Lord maintains our lot. And then he says, the lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Pleasant places. We don't deserve a pleasant place, do we? But the Lord does that for us, which we couldn't do for ourselves. And as we read, he led them forth by the right way. In this place where the lions are fallen, there they are. The Lord fixes the lions. He fixes our habitation naturally. He fixes our habitation spiritually. We should not think we can just wander off wherever we want to, naturally or spiritually. The Lord knows what you and I need. And what a blessing it is to realize the wonder of it, and here to think that these lions fallen unto me in pleasant places. Well, it's a favor if you and I have been blessed with those profitable times of meditation in his name, that there have been pleasant places to us, and we've rejoiced in them, and we've blessed God for them, and we thanked our God for them. What a wonderful mercy, and what a wonderful blessing that is. Well, you may remember, in regard to this place, the Song of Solomon tells us words about a garden, and he tells us, a garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. You see, we are, as it were, a garden enclosed. God maps out our path. We're enclosed with his mercy and love, and he keeps us there so that by his grace we don't break through the hedge, that a serpent will bite us, nor keeps us. And what a mercy that is. What a wonderful favor it is. What a wonderful blessing it is. And the whole purpose, of course, is this. The lions have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly inheritance. Really, the word of God encourages us from Genesis to Revelation to look forward to that goodly inheritance. Because to all the church of God, there is a goodly heritage, a goodly inheritance, which by the grace of God, one day, we shall be found. It's a wonderful thought. It's a wonderful prospect. It's a wonderful blessing to realize that God is so very, very gracious and therefore deals with us in love to our souls. And it's through, of course, the wonderful work of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, in dying to take away our sins. The Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the Ephesians, he spoke about this inheritance. And he tells us, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. That's very humbling to think that Almighty God's will toward us is one of love. His will towards us that we should one day inherit this inheritance. And the Lord has predestinated us. What a mercy. He's predestinated us to inherit this place in glory, a place that no one can take from us. No, we won't arrive at heaven's gates and be told, well, there's no room for you. There's no place for you. Because if we have in our hands that blessed certificate that Christ has died and shed his precious blood, we shall hear really those words which we read when Laban spoke to Jacob so many years ago. Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? There will be a welcome to every born again child of God. And it will be a warm welcome. And it will be a gracious welcome. We, of course, will be amazed, I suppose. We don't really understand how we will be at that time. But all we can know is this. We shall be blessedly happy and eternally happy, and a happiness which cannot be taken away from us. What a mercy it is, then, that we have such a God, such a gracious God, and such a blessed God. Well, tonight, may we indeed ponder these words, because they are wonderful words of truth. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, all of grace, and of my cup, all of grace. Thou maintainest my lot, all of grace. None of these things could we do ourselves, but we can bless God for his grace. It's no wonder, is it, that dear old John Newton was able to pen those words, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And all of us are wretched sinners. But what a mercy that we can join with John Newton and say, yes, amazing grace to me. how sweet the sound. And it is surely because the lions have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yes, by his grace, I walk before him. I know his presence. I know his love. I know his mercy. And I stand amazed. The lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. This was a humble confidence that David had. And I believe by the grace of God, God's people also have a humble confidence that they can rejoice in the truth of God, the truth of God which changes not, and to know that we have a God who is the same yesterday and today and forever. And what he has said stands fast. We indeed can stand fast and hold fast onto the promises of God, which are indeed yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Well, tonight, may we rejoice in the gospel and praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen.